Before the start of Sunday's marathon, runners observed a 30-second silence to honor the victims of the Boston Marathon bombing.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
This was the first race in the World Marathon Majors Series since the Boston attack last Monday, which killed three people and injured almost 200. But security fears did not stop runners from turning out on Sunday. More than 35,000 people ran the 42-kilometer race. And it didn't keep their fans at home either. The route was crammed with spectators, hollering as their friends and family raced past. With security up by 40% and police positioned at every corner, the crowd said they felt safe.
We have had the experience at the Olympics this summer, so our police and security forces are well up to speed with what to do.
They felt a sense of solidarity, they said, in light of what happened in Boston.
Everybody's just really grouped together this year, and I think everybody's like, no, you know, we're not going to let anything stop us. I think it's making people actually come here more so this year than they have done before.
Nothing that happens anywhere, whether it's here or there, will change how we are here.
You have to carry on. It's tragic, but you've got to carry on.
Ethiopia's Sige Kabede won the race with an unofficial time of 2 hours, 6 minutes, and 4 seconds. Runner Andy Holloway finished in 2 hours, 59 minutes, and 24 seconds. He was happy with his time, but said his thoughts were also with Boston.
Runners are part of a community, and especially marathon runners, and the events at Boston last week, it touched us all because we can relate to what those people were doing when in running the marathon.
And with the race over, Holloway got a well-earned rubdown. Zayla Hennessy for VOA News, London.